Isso aí, cara.
Yeah, it is. That sound like old guy. Oh fuck. Yeah. We're listening to this though. Okay, I'm gonna switch back to the E song.
Trick or treat. Tricks or treat.
I'm gonna see what Bob Ross said. So today's image, I put a little matrix. Tricks or treat.
To have dark in order to show light. It's just like in life.
Ah, just like life. Hey, welcome to Studio Two Rocks Live. Well, that's weird. Hey, I changed the setting on the mic, so it should be a little brighter, though. Instead of being low. So I think I'm low enough. A little brightness. Yeah, hump day. I don't know what I'm going to do. Oh, I could tell you the story of this peace deal. PETA steel, type of negative, like my encounters, or secondhand encounters with them. Black Number One, he told me. I mean, I knew the song was about, but he told me about the girlfriend. Really? Ooh, it's a bad one. So, wow, glad it was your ex. So that's what the song about. But Black Number One, know what Black Number One is? Only people who actually know what hairstylists will know, what people use this stuff will know. It's Garnier. Black Number One, hair dye. It's like the blackest black you can get. So that's all it is. Title is the dye, but the I think he just remembered. It's dyed hair. He's okay. I mean, I don't know. He's cool. But he just, when he talks, man, first, he's like 7 feet tall. His voice is like, oh, it's deeper than mine. When I talk like really low, he's like even lower. Like, holy cow. It was cool. No, the band was cool. Everybody's like, yeah. So no, I did ask them, like, oh, what's going on with this dark vampire thing? Then I forgot, was it a guitar player or the drummer? They look around and shh, don't tell anybody. We're just doing it for the kicks. Okay. So yeah, I guess it makes sense because listen to music. It's dark. It's got the pronunciation stuff. It's got that feeling of like when he breathes, he talks, breathes. He does it. That's kind of like vampire because they go sucking blood, right? Tricks or treat. Matrix or treat. So that's it. That's one. The other story is I was there one day in 7B. Bayzak, Orchard Bar.
Who calls it? Saying you. My best friend and the wife to be. Then later on, not to be, but the wife to be.
Same dude, having beer,
talking about bands and stuff. Yeah. DV. DV, that's the wife.
DV got a phone call and start laughing.
Like, hang on.
You would not believe who just called me.
Because she replies like, no, I'm getting married. I'm engaged. So to my best friend. Best friend. Like, oh, who is that? I'm going to kick his ass. Right? Hands up. Hands up and it's like, oh, that was, she was laughing. It was peace deal. Call me. With the romantic intentions.
That was great. That's the allusory. So that's the treat.
But anyway, Pepe's all that. I'm gonna go through the web Wednesdays, the hump day webs. I don't even know what's did I go to the web yesterday? I don't know. I don't think I did. So I don't know what's happening. NYP. Senate debates earlier. Then there's Katy Perry. Contact. Concert iClitch sends Phantom Friends. But this should get like palsy. It's the contact lens. Okay. Yeah. Gay couple jump to their death. Why? And as soon as I saw that, I scrolled down. Nude. Boobs and butt. Britney Spears. Uh-oh. I don't know. I'm scared. I would. Oh, Valerie. Bertinelli. Had a steamy session with when Eddie passed out. Makeup session, really. Whatever. You know what? You know what it is. It's just, you want to marry a rock star. Some of them will be easy. No, just like normal. But not a lot. Most of them. You're going to get in trouble. Unless you're into that kind of trouble. You're okay with it. I don't know why. I'm sure I would if I went on tour full time with someone. I'll end up drinking a lot. Then we come back home, like you lose it. You lose that hype every night. It's like hype. Then you go to bed. It's, the next day, get on bus and just say, start coming down. So I can't come down. I want more. Your brain chemistry just warm. Drink. We'll do something else. Like, come back. If you ever sing, well, before this, way before the airport, doing the check and stuff. No, the everything. And these guys would just, some of these guys will have pills. The pill guy. Bring out a bottle or something. I'm like, oh my, like, what the? Let's say
It's like a candy store. It's almost like those bags of Fentanyl with the colorful ones. Except they're different. A whole bunch of different ones. Like, what's this for? What's that for? Well, I'm sitting there asking. I don't want to do that. That's not my life. Oh, I'm kind of glad I didn't. I was just the crew, not the musician. To go for that, I was just do my thing. I'm okay. Sit on the sideline, drink some beer, check out audience. Heard the song one too many times. Broke a string. Oh, okay. Fix it. Here's another guitar. Back up guitar. Fix this. Pull it back. Yeah. Well, done. My job's done. I'm gonna pack stuff. I'm gonna pack. Go back. Hang out with the band. Like, yo. And that's it. They live for a while now. Just like, this is not life. For me. For somebody. I don't want to take this stuff. So, but I've seen things like that with the rock star's girlfriend or rock star something, and they go nuts, right? It'll be like huge fights in a hotel room. Not the band I'm with, but the other band. You slept with my best friend. Like, whoa. What? We just look at each other like that. Then, you know, of course, like tour managers come and tell us all this stuff. I'm like, jeez. I don't know if I want that life. I don't know. It's like, can't buy land. Can I just buy land with a relatively big, not actually relatively like regular, just put a house there, maybe put a little garage, I could work on stuff, and that's it, and live like that, maybe the backyard, make a little area I can plant like corn, sunflower. Or something. No, we like the tiny farm thing. Just make my own tomatoes and something. Next to it, maybe build a greenhouse. I'm happy. So happy. And of course, a Miata MX-5 took a weekend racing. Weekend club with those old dudes. Weekend club. That's it. I don't need to go anywhere else but that. Right? Do you need to go? You know? Don't go that deep. Know what I mean? No. I mean, yeah, if you want to. Yeah, you can. I could say yes. I did go fashion. Got a little squirrely at some point of it. Backed off. It's fun to a point, then I'm like, I need to go somewhere else. I need to go do something else. I experienced it. It's good enough for me. Okay, so yeah, Halloween is coming. We gotta get some candies. There's kids now on the kids grew up,
around the neighborhood, so they're going to be coming. We still get these like teenagers driving cars and a fan that come out. Talking about late at night, 10. What are you doing? 10 o'clock. But then again, when I was a kid, we did that. Except we rode our BMXs till like really late. And the police had to pull a curfew. That was the township. Or the 3 or 4 towns where we lived around. Around our high school. Curfew. 10 o'clock, girl. You better go home. You better be home. Heading home. It was fun. We lasted. Well, at least I got to see Brooke Shields' mom. Brooke Shields and Brooke Shields' mom gave us $1 each. Back then, I was like, $1? We get by. We get by all. So much stuff. You get a slice of pizza for $1 back then. Now it's like, two. Sometimes you get $1.50. Two. Expensive. People gonna wear a color. They're gonna wear anything. You know what? There's I know kids, younger kids, younger, even the Gen X, even some of the, I mean, not some Gen Z, some of the Gen X want a dystopian life. And, you know, but they never, I don't know if they're afraid or they just, I don't know, not in the right place, or they tried it and didn't like it. I'm with a band. Stuff. They were punk rock. Everyone has tattoos. I'm not allowed because Jimmy Castoppel from Murphy's Law said that you're Mr. Clean. It's like, okay, so if I get an NYHC tattoo to honor you guys, it's like, nope, you lose the title. No tattoo. I'm okay. So, I lose the title. But anyway. So, everybody else saw marked. And they're like, we're cool guys. I mean, you know them, they're cool. But and the bar back then, wasn't the whole area was gentrified yet. It's still dark. So, unless people around, there were bar fights happening all the time, street fights. It just, you know, it's sort of dystopian. It's got that, when it rains, you can see it. It's got that thing, that smell and everything. And garbage, you know, street, it's just dirty. And it's really dystopian. So I went through that because I didn't care about dystopia. I was just like, hey, I'm just going to the bar and just hang out with my friends. I went through that stuff. Walk around the city late at night. So it's very dystopian. I was like, okay. So I don't crave it. From my point of view, I don't crave. I went through all that stuff, the band. And when I played the Cyberpunk 2077, no, like, hey, that reminds me of like this time with the whoever's band, all the stuff. Like, I remember. No, you can go bartender. It's like, I know bartender just like that. I know bar just looks just like that. Maybe not as high tech. Is it worth it?
I don't know. I mean, it's a good experience. Like, you want me to live in that condition? I'll be like, no. I'm on a beach. I'm a beach bum. Well, surfing. Yeah. I want to open a little cafe or something on the beach. People can park up. I can try to put a camper thing, parking area. No, get some more money and buy it. They can park over there, charge it up, and have a septic tank. Not septic tank, but the one those, what the septic dump containers. So they can just dump all the stuff over there. No, it's just for them, right? Charge them a few bucks per day. I'm like, good. And you guys want coffee upstairs? Go somewhere, like over there. I'll be over there. My little cafe. You know, free coffee for you guys. But not free espresso. I gotta charge you a little bit. That's what I want to do. Doesn't have to be anywhere you can serve. Like, I'll do that. And I do not want to go to any countries just totalitarian right now. No. I'm gonna wait.
You hear that background? Froggy.
Yeah, so it's like one of those things. I want the easy life. I went through all that stuff. I just want an easy life. Can I have an easy life? I mean, I'm sitting on the front computer, two giant screen. But like, I'll give this up for something else. Like, right away. If I had a cafe, I'll get a little iPad or something. Just read stuff. Look at the news. I won't be like front desk wherever. I'll get a little laptop. For it to my photos and stuff. I'll be happy. You know, travel once in a while, hire somebody you can trust. Take care of the cafe. Call me anything goes wrong. I'm gonna go travel to see my friends around the world, take photos, and I'll bring it back. Get some good coffee back. Yeah, why not, right? Good stuff. Like, I don't want that dystopian crap. But you know what? These video games makes you wanna...
I want that life. You sure about that?
So anybody ask me that, what's everything was like? Dark, deep. Like, are you sure you want that? Like the Matrix, are you sure? It's like, sure? You want that? It's like, you know, you cannot fly now.
But if you plug into the computer, you could be
like, no, you don't want a digital self. Pretty sure you don't want a digital self. The one you cannot control, that's controlled by somebody. Oh, I don't think so. You don't want. So, I'm just looking at the web now. First thing I see, New Jersey, my old home, anyway. Polls float car subscription ban. BMW heated seat. Yeah. Why did they do that?
You know, I can see if I can hustle. Well, you can just disable it.
Oh, you gotta pay subscription to hear, see.
If that happens, I'll be like, I'll go to, you know, aftermarket place to take that out and put the yellow one. Put some other things in.
Like your 4-year warranty, I don't care. I don't wanna pay.
Let me see. What's the opulent stuff?
A lot of photos. That's it. Lots of photos.
This is weird stuff, man. It's Halloween. Anything can happen. Some cars. Yeah, there's a hydrofoil. This is on Crate. I'm just browsing through. There's a Bark at the Moon frame print. I know somebody. Oh, giant poster of that. I don't need it. It's for collectors. Collector's item.
Design World, meh.
They're actually making the line, the Saudi. They actually start constructing the line with just a huge amount of excavators.
This
is a commenter. Coming and say, wait, this is not a joke. No, this wasn't a joke. No, you get Saudi prince. Saudi prince say, I want to build. I want you guys to build a city straight across over there. They won't be like, I want to build a city, just one straight line from here to over there. You guys get to it, okay? All right. And you will not say anything else.
Yes.
And why? Because you take out a huge amount of cash. Here, $1 million for you. Bucks for you. $1 million. Now go.
And we're like, yeah, I'll do it. We'll do it.
So it's real. So they are actually doing it. Wow. Or did it make Dubai where it is right now? So you gotta think, if you take it to Dubai like that, with all these buildings, and the tallest building in the world now, and bring all the water coming in to Dubai, they can do anything. These guys. Cut a line here, do it now. And they do it. Like, holy cow. It's for real. Well, like I said, what I thought about is like, how do you, hopefully just doors come inside. When you get a fire going, it's going to be hard to take it out. Unless they do everything like compartment, like a submarine compartment, like close off section. So the fire would not go to the outside. That one. Second one is the wind. The desert wind. How do you control that? And oxygen. Oxygen thing is pretty easy because, like, well, look at all the tunnels they build, right? How they rush the air and vent it. So that's the easy part. The hard part is the rest of the stuff. Like the elements. Like how are you gonna control the elements? So I guess when they made this line thing, they did a picture with a mirror thing, mirror windows, mirror
all over the whole thing. I guess it's pretty good to reflect sun. But I also thought about it. I was like, no, it's perfect for like solar. They gotta build this in a desert, get a lot of sun. Why don't they make the whole outside solar? Like a not one piece that blocks off everything, but just like sections. You have a little gapping between little matrix of panels. I'm sure they're gonna do it because that will help. But the original picture, it's, well, sure about that, but the inside, the way they render it inside, it's beautiful. It's a rainforest, all that looks incredible. Are they gonna, it's like, holy cow, no, gonna build it, like, wow, what? I mean, there are a whole bunch of other projects being built up. I'd love to see it. If we can keep everything at peace, start working on this. Instead of conjuring up, let's make a virus that's going to destroy the whole humanity. Who's going to build these cities? Who's going to maintain this? Who's going to maintain the power plants? Well, we're going to get rid of nuclear. But how about when you did it and the nuclear power plant is still there? Who's going to take care of it before it explodes? Right. Instead of working on this stupid thing, to get facts, just stop. They're not going to stop. Because that's all they are. These people up there push it down to the, like, and they're happy. God. Did they go get an orgasm? I'm sure. No, that's very dystopian. And it's happening. It's happening for a long time. So. They'd be plenty for all this stuff for so long. Now the cool part is, we found out. Some people won't believe it, but the info's out. That's the great part. Okay, yes, sir. Finally. Wait a second. They do that double take. Wait a second. Let me go get a real coffee. Drink it. Oh my God, this stuff's great. Can't believe I've been faked. I've been getting this junk. Junk. Why am I drinking that junk? Well, Kenblock's Audi electric thing in Vegas. Fun. Wait a sec.
I thought he passed the baton to Travis. Oh, I got a crackly voice today. I don't know why. Could be the chicken katsu bento. A little bit late, so I mean, might have been the barbecue sauce. So I don't know. It's crackly. Yeah. So the web. I saw some RTX 4090 thing reviews. It's nice. It's alright. I don't want one. Underperforming. Right now, like, oh, why? I get it. So, and I was talking about the Apple thing. So Apple, it's been like iPhone. It looks like they're. People got sick of it. My feeling is that, and the economy being that bad, inflation being that high, they can't lower the price. People gonna jump off, buy something else. So I'm thinking, they're probably gonna go to like OnePlus or something, one of those Android phones, or Pixel. Like, what do I need that for? So I think like Apple's gonna start losing a little bit. They will try to get it back, but they're gonna lose to the, especially more people are into gaming. Because they have nothing else to do. Like maybe you can make money in games. No, like I do. I know. Well, my money stays in the game, so I never took it out. I don't need to take it out. But I make stuff. People buy it and they like it and they're constantly updating, constantly doing something with it. How can I make this better? So they like it, people like it. So I'm thinking, if you cannot do heavy 3D gaming thing, you're out in the future. So I'm thinking like Apple might lose that, but they don't want to lose it for might go back to like your with a serious graphics person will use it, but the price paid now, I mean back then and now, just it's not worth. Really? No, wait till you try Hackintosh. Once you have Hackintosh, it's like, oh, this is cool. Your laptops. It's a Hackintosh. A razor blade. It's 14 inch. 15. So you get the little 14 inch. It comes with a 3080 Ti mobile chip. Pretty much the same price as a Mac. PowerBook. Even they have an AMD Ryzen, which is fine. 3060, 3070. Okay. Get the 3060. It's like, it's $2,000. It's close to the same price. I think. Let's see. My PowerBook 14
So 13, so 14 starts on $2,000. The razor blade starts pretty much around there. But you can seriously play serious game. But you can make this in Hackathon. Razor blade 14 hack.
If you type it in, yeah.
Tony Mac x86. There are people who do it. There are people who did it on YouTube. Have it. Did it. Make it into Hackintosh. Huh. I want to type in Razor Blade 14 Hackintosh. So there's a video say the Razor Blade. Why? Why I switched from Mac to Windows? Filmmaker. Wow, people are leaving Macs. Yeah. It just operated. So I'm just thinking, why don't Mac just offer their own operating system to Windows user? I never understood that. It's like, no, we gotta be proprietary. They're like Sony proprietary. Sony is Windows. The old days. It's got stuff in it. It's completely just junk. And there's a way around it. There wasn't a way around it. Then later on, there's a way. Then they realize people are going to erase their things. So, okay. So now if you can find a Sony laptop, the latest one, could be years and years ago. The fields or files. It's clean. It's clean windows. Nothing on it. That's how it should be done. But I'm just thinking, hey, if Sony can do it, you guys and Apple just offer the old operating system or offer something else. But then it gets to that point where the Mac clone history. Like, we don't want to repeat making proprietary. All right. Now, the only thing I can see, like a benefit from getting a MacBook is you get the Retina display. That, and they get the M1 chip integration with a low heat. That's the only thing. Lightweight, you know, and the battery lasts longer now, so that's the only thing I can think of. And you don't want to make a Hackintosh, and you want to keep using whatever the Mac software that you bought. We want the ecosystem. We want to change it up. Then I can see, okay, I'm going to buy that. The 13 inch is cheaper. Definitely. Then it's like, okay, it's worth it. But then you any 16 gigs, you at least want it. I'll say 2 terabyte hard drive. It goes up to $2,000. Gah.
razor blade does have, they don't have 13 inch. Oh, yeah. They got an external GPU, but I have a GPU case. Go external with the Mac if I want to. But just, what's the point then? I'm stuck in a desk. The reason for a laptop means I can take it with me. And it's still called laptop. Just say portable. But of course, the name just referenced with so many years. It's a lab for your lab, but it's not really for your lab. It's portable. It's just the name. It's an identification. Let's see. Razer Book. The Razer Book. This one's cheap. Let's see what they got. Even this, oh, okay, so that's their Intel graphics, which is okay. But, idea, I don't know. I'm just thinking. They're gonna start losing something because other companies are just gonna start losing. But I think the more of the PC, the, not PC, but the Windows, do we, DIY computer. That portion of the business is going to grow a little more. I'm bored. You're going to get to the point where the robots won't take over. So you get per diem and buy basic stuff. Nothing else to do. What I'm gonna do? Go outside, exercise, or be oblivious. And that's the future, because the whole next generation, our Gen X, have a, and the millennials want to play games for life. So imagine the next generation. What do they do? They would be portable. And which one's better? Which machine is better at games? Mac? Apple? Macintosh? Or Windows Hackintosh? Or Windows? So I had a conversation that yesterday about that too. Just like, it's a trend. Yeah. You know, when we look at something, us being old, look at something. They go to stores and stuff. So why did they make? Why did they make their logo look like that? It looks ugly, from our point of view. But for the younger generation, this is cool. So you want to be, you want to follow, you want to make money. You gotta follow those trends, because kids, the younger ones, will say, "Oh, this is cool. This is cool. This is cool." All of a sudden, their parents, I like that. Maybe I'll get some of those too. It transforms. The whole industry transforms into that. That style. Then the older generation will catch on a little bit later. So that's the trend. So you always look at the trend from late 20s. Well, actually, like 20s to like early 40s. Look at what they're doing. What's their thing? Kids might not have money, but the parents have money. They will give money to the kids. The kids will buy stuff. Or what are the kids buying? Right? Kids buy this, and the parents will be like, "Hey, I like it. That's the trend you have to follow. If you don't follow that, you don't change anything. To your, whatever your thing is, your store or your something or your business or something else, you're gonna be left behind. People are like, oh, this is all people stuff. Yeah. Look what happened to Sears. That's exactly what happened. The younger generation, oh my God, that's my great grandma's.
That's my great grandma's store or great grandparents' store. I don't want to go there to buy stuff,
even though they have the same stuff. It's like, I feel embarrassed. Human nature. That's what it is. So you're going to, Sears, what should have done is rebrand it, right? Instead of call it Sears. Take out, it's poo Sears. Yes, we keep that thing. The whatever, the appliance thing and the car thing, auto. Let's start a new company with a different name. Don't put the Sears on them. Don't say something's done by Sears, because once you see Sears, oh, people just run away. Should have done that. Never did. Like, oops. Went to waste. Bye. Then I start seeing all these other companies doing that now. Like Best Buy, that's my closed. Few stores, because there's no point. Nobody's gonna go buy your stuff, and they can buy it from somewhere else. And look at Target. Target, you think that's all? But no, they changed it. They refresh the store look. And people still think, yeah. It's not. But what about the next generation? What would happen to them? If they do their homework, they'll be okay. But, you know, like Bad Bath and Beyond. Another one. They were it, right? Couldn't get anything else. But now then IKEA came to the United States. Totally changed everything. Then everybody else is copying those two. So, Target copied them. And now you see like Walmart copying Target. And Walmart has something else. Target copied Walmart. It's just like, but they keep changing it. Keep changing it. Keep making it different. And they're following the trend. That's why they can stay. But we'll look at see the other stores done. Like I said, Bed Bath & Beyond's gone. That's done. Best Buy, I think, eventually done. The Wiz, remember? I remember The Wiz. That's done. Sixth Ave or something. Now you got the California had the, what was that? I forgot the name of it. The electronics store. Like, it's like Best Buy. Just can't remember. That's done. Right. Never seen again. Kmart came. Shop at Kmart. Red light. The red light special. No. There's a whole bunch of them. Came, they think they're great. We're cool. We look cool. We look great. We're the best. Now they got that prestige, like the old farts running our world. And eventually people are like, oh, we don't like your stuff. Sucks. So, trend, right? The old can never follow that trend. They want to be cool, but it would never work. It would never work. And I'm just talking about trends. Now you take that into account, like that. just said about the higher ups. We're cool. We're with it. Yeah. Like, no, you're not. Dr. Eva. I'm cool. I'm with it. And does that dance. Ticker, 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 ticker. Like, what are you doing? Get away from me, freak. Right? That's what's happening around the world right now. It's like people start waking up. Oh, holy cow, these old people. Ugh. They have a temper tantrum. We're gonna, you don't like us? Well, we're gonna, all of you. But maybe that's all. I don't know. I can see it. Trent said, I mean, even Alex Jones said, what is it, trendy? Right? But a trend sets the standard. You can get out of the trend. But wouldn't you rather float with the trend? I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Yeah, it's tough. But you know what? The best is... best way to get around all this stuff is like, what works for me? What's the best? What did I get out of it? You know, what do I get out of it? Do I get just temporary likes? That's not worth it, right? But if I can get this thing, I can use it for a long time, long period. Be okay with it. Maybe this is the solution to look at. That's what you have to aim for. That's all of us we have to aim for. You know, the best solution for you. This is the path I need to go. Okay, so this is it. Hopefully my volume, my volume is low. I know I talk like it's very low. Okay. Should have bounced it back a little higher. I was doing sound check and it's kind of low. Should bring it back. I don't want to peak. Check? Yeah, okay, it's fine. Yeah, hopefully guys. Something. I don't know. I just keep talking. If I keep this mic going, I'm going to keep talking forever. So, have a wonderful hump day of October 26, 2022. Have a wonderful day. Be cool. Remember, follow the trend. It's like the best solution is, like I said, what works the best for you. Don't, because that person said, oh, it's like that now. Have your own mind. Make up your own mind, your own thing, instead of, you must follow, like, no, you don't need to. Yeah, don't fall into that category. Really. Try to do that today, if you can. Or any other day after that. After today. That would be nice. Right? And don't let somebody else bother you either. You want to call a bully? I don't care. But it's just like, if somebody's like, oh, you do that? Well, I don't do that because of that. Just like, okay, yeah, okay, bye. Yeah, whatever. Bye. Conversation's over. Bye. Get out of it. Like, yeah. Or just say, yeah, sure. Like, don't just, what comes in, let it out. Because that's not you. If they get mad, just walk away. That's it.
Anyway, have a great day. I'll be back on Friday. Ciao.